The next patient is Naomi Farmer. First name, N-A-O-M-I. Last name, Farmer, F-A-R-M-E-R, number one. This is a clinical case of a 83-year-old white female that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has several factors that we have to take into consideration. In the first place, a history of congestive heart failure. She used to have atrial fibrillation. A Watchman procedure was done, and she was taken off Eliquis, period. History of hypertension and hyperlipidemia and questionable diabetes mellitus because the hemoglobin A1C has been between 5 and 6 most of the time. She's slightly overweight. She has lost a significant amount of weight, and she's functioning well. The creatinine remains in 1.6. The BUN is in the 30s, and the estimated GFR is between 35 and 38 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever, period. Number two. The patient has a history of anemia, and this anemia was most likely associated to the administration of Eliquis. This medication has stopped. The patient continues to take the iron, and the hemoglobin has increased. Progressively. Period, she's concerned about the recommendation of a recommendation from the primary to go have a colonoscopy done. She has an appointment, but she's reluctant to have the procedure done. Period, probably by checking the hemoglobin that is improving. This procedure could be postponed. Following number of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number of hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of Raynaud's phenomenon. The etiology of that is unknown, and it hasn't been present. Following number, the patient has a congestive heart failure. The history of atrial fibrillation, a status post Watchman procedure of Eliquis. In summary, the patient is very stable, and for that reason, I'm going to postpone the appointment for 6 months, and we're going to continue monitoring the patient with laboratory workup. A period invested 7 minutes in interpreting the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.